What's happening? This is MGTOW Slim. In this sesh, we're going to discuss why relationships are not a source of love. Love is a one-way street. It's not a two-way street. It's not an agreement. When you love your pet can mess up and not follow instructions. Your pet can run away from you. You might get angry. You might get frustrated. But it doesn't change the fact that you love that pet. Even more so, let us consider having children. For those of us who have children, the love that we have for them is enough for two. Even if our children turn their backs on us and deny us, and that happens sometimes, particularly in terms of divorce, when the father doesn't have great access to his children. For one reason or another, children can sometimes turn on their fathers. But for most fathers, that doesn't stop the love they have in their heart for their child. And it doesn't make them love their children any less. Now, for those who don't have children, we can consider the original teacher of love for each person, or for the majority of people, which is their mother. The love that our mothers have for us and we have for them, that's an unbreakable love. That's a love that sustains whether we're up or whether we're down, whether we have a lot of money or are broke, whether we're doing good things for our lives or whether we mess up and do some bad things. A man who's in the penitentiary for doing terrible things, if his mother is still alive, her love for him is probably just as strong, if not stronger, than the day he was born. Now, when we consider the relationships between men and women, we're not talking about one-way streets. We're talking about agreements. Agreements that have conditions. You know, two people agree to love each other as long as the expectations and agreements are met. But we see that as soon as one person fails to live up to the other's expectations, or the other person simply stops loving the other person, then love goes away on both sides. Even in the event where we see someone trying desperately to get the other person back, we're not seeing love. We're seeing something else. We're seeing desire. We're seeing entitlement. But we're not seeing love. If the person you loved insists that they would be happier without you being around them, if you truly love them, then you would be 100% in agreement with them moving on with their lives without you being around. And you would still be there to support them if they needed you. I'm not suggesting that anyone do that. But I'm suggesting that when anybody's in that situation where they feel that way, or where they're being pursued by somebody else who feels that way, that they recognize whatever that is, that's not love. Love in relationships, even during times when things are going great, it's not really love. It can be love, and I'm sure sometimes it is, but in most cases, it's not love. It's an agreement. It's a partnership. It's even a friendship. But it's not two people who are willing to sacrifice meaningful things in order to ensure the other person's happy. At least not voluntarily. Women will demand that we men sacrifice things, not just money, but time, effort, our preferences for, let's say, places to go and things to do for their happiness, to prove that we love them. But if the woman really loved the man, a thought like that wouldn't even enter into her mind. If the man really loved the woman wouldn't have to nag him to do these things. This is not to say that there's anything wrong with relationships per se, but it is to say that if a person is looking for real love, a relationship is the wrong place to find it. Love comes from within our own hearts. It's a genuine concern about the well-being of somebody else, whether they return it or not. Love is so powerful, it doesn't need to be returned from another person to fulfill us and sustain us. Having love in our hearts is its own reward. Some people are lonely. They don't have any love in their lives. They don't have any person who cares one way or the other if they live or die. Now, as true as that may be for that person, it's their own fault that they don't have love in their lives. Because love comes from within us. All of our lives can be filled with love. All we have to do is generate it from within ourselves and share it with others. Genuine concern and compassion for others, without any expectation of anything in return. A person who practices that will find very quickly that anyone who carries love in their heart and shares positive energy and genuine concern with others will never be alone. There's so little love in this world. This world is like a desert. Love is scarce, like water would be in a desert. And anyone who is a source of that love will be surrounded by people. In any event, something to think about. Anyone who has love in their hearts and lives out that love in their interactions with others can never be lonely. It would be impossible. This is MGTOW Slim. Love, peace, and respect.